Electricity bills are rising, and a Pelican Institute for Public Policy report recommends changes to keep electricity rates in check.
Director of the Center for Energy at the Pelican Institute, Melissa Landry, says between 2024 and 2025, Louisiana customers saw power costs rise 14%, and bills in March were on average $10 more than the previous year.
It's clear that costs are really rising quickly and families are struggling.
So what can be done about it? Landry says several things, including allowing large factories or data centers to
build or buy their own power.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Legislation that would keep private the income college athletes receive in a revenue-sharing agreement with a public university is heading to the House floor. A federal settlement involving the NCAA gave universities the ability to pay their athletes directly starting this academic year. Lafayette Representative Temi Chasson, father of a former college athlete, is author of the legislation.
It shouldn't be public information based upon the possibility of her being targeted, accosted, sought after. It's just a safety precaution.
LSU Health New Orleans unveils its plan to end cervical cancer in Louisiana by 2035. The Bayou Blueprint consists of three main pillars, and Dr. Donna Williams with LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center says the first is prevention.
We've had a very safe, extremely effective vaccine for over a decade now for HPV, which is a cause of 99% of cervical cancers.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.